You are now checked in to Stand Up New York Labs. Oh, yeah.
Hello and welcome to TFM Podcast. It's J Train, Jared Freed, coming to you live from New York City's Upper West Side. Stand Up New York Labs are here every Tuesday with your emails, your stories, your questions. Thank you guys. I always start out the episode by thank you guys for listening. I really do appreciate it. Every week we keep getting these emails and they keep getting better and more in depth and crazier and with even more ways to say penis and vagina. So I really want to thank you guys for getting involved, listening to this podcast. You can send in anything you'd like to tfmpodcast@gmail.com, tfmpodcast@gmail.com, and please keep spreading the word to your pledge brothers, your sorority sisters, your buddies from high school. We want to keep it going, keep it growing, so we can get great guests like we have today. So I'm really excited about today's guest. You've seen him on Friends of the People on True TV, Josh Rabinowitz.
Hey, how are you, Jared?
Thanks for coming on, bud.
Oh, thank you for having me.
I'm pumped to have you.
I know. We've had a lot of long car rides before, so
we've done some car rides, and we always have a good. I always like to bring people on that I'm like had good back and forth with.
Yeah,
and then I think like it can come towards the advice that you'll give. You're gonna have a different perspective than maybe we've had before.
Probably. I don't know.
You don't come because this is like a very. Like a cocky audience.
Okay, yeah.
And you are not what I would consider right. The cockiest person in the world.
No, definitely not.
So I think you could give some great advice from like, you know, maybe like the subtle confidence side of things.
Yeah, or highlight ways that you can succeed with no confidence.
Yeah, no confidence at all. You can press through a world of confident people with no confidence at all.
Absolutely, yeah. Or just make these people feel better about,
about their lot in life.
Yeah, exactly.
So I think you're going to be great. Yeah. You guys should all go follow Josh on Twitter. Fantastic comic. I love watching his stand-up.
Oh, thanks.
So good. So get involved with Josh at Josh_Rabinowitz. He might have the worst Twitter name possible.
Yeah.
But he's great.
Oh,
so
thanks.
Go follow him at Josh_Rabinowitz. And he's got he's on Friends of the People, which is on True TV. Very funny show.
Oh, thanks.
I watch it. I got it on my DVR. I enjoy it.
That's very
I saw a good it was a good one. With the phone getting locked.
Oh, yeah, yeah. The horror your friend has your phone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So if you go on True TV's website, you can go watch all their episodes on demand. There's one where it's funny because like this is a show that's on TV.
Yeah.
And I know all the guys.
Yeah, they're all comics, basically all comics from New York other than Rel and Jen who are, but, you know, also comedians.
But it's great. It's like fun watching you guys do funny shit. So,
I appreciate that.
Yeah, there's one sketch, if I'm going to highlight one that I liked, is when they forget Kevin Barnett, who we should have on this. He'd be great. He leaves his phone in the car with you and Jermaine.
Yeah, yeah.
And hilarity ensues.
Right.
You basically ruin his life.
Yeah, we shot it like a horror movie, essentially, of like the idea of leaving your phone with your fucked up friends. And
and how they would just fuck with you.
Yeah, and ruin your life. Yeah.
Perfect. So go check that out online. Go to True TV's website. All their episodes are on demand. Get into the show. It's very cool. It's kind of like when I watch it, I'm like, oh, this is like how people start. You know what I mean? Like you watch, like I used to like Human Giant.
Yeah, yeah, that's an awesome show. That's
love
one
that
of my
show.
Favorites. Yeah, absolutely.
So, and now you can go back and watch the Human Giant videos, and you're like, oh, there's Aziz Ansari,
right?
Yeah, doing a sketch group.
You know? Yeah, no, totally.
So it's kind of cool. So, guys, go check it out. We're gonna get into the emails. tfmpodcast@gmail.com. Here with Josh Rabinowitz at Josh_Rabinowitz. Let's get into it. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
This one's called Hail Mary Attempt.
Okay.
J Train on all platforms. Yes, J Train 56 on all platforms. Yeah, that is my my handle. Also, Snapchat. I love when you guys send me you listening to the podcast on Snapchat. So keep sending those in J Train 56 or send me a boob.
How's Bumble going for you, by the way?
I like Bumble.
Yeah, because last time I saw you were like, hey, I'm bumbling.
And
you're
bumbling hard. Yeah. I like Bumble because if you don't know, Bumble is like the new Tinder.
Right.
And girls, it's Sadie Hawkins Tinder. So girls have to ask you out or have to talk to you to let you talk to them.
Right.
So it's good. And I'm not saying this from I know this will sound cocky, but like it cuts the numbers So it makes it like better.
Right.
So like instead of like Tinder where you'd match with like 10 girls.
Yeah.
And then you'd maybe talk to, you know, 8 of them. And then maybe 4 of them could be like prospective dates or, you know, meetups.
Yeah.
This reverses that number. You know, you'll connect with, you know, maybe the same 10 girls, but only 5 of them will speak to you and maybe 2 of them. You know, it just makes it smaller.
Yeah. No, I think that sounds great. I'm happy.
So it's a more direct line to the vagina.
Right. Which is what you've always been about.
That I've always been about. That's actually my motto. Jared, direct line to the vagina free. That's what right. they call me. So it's good. So I'd encourage all of you to get on Bumble. JTrain56 on all platforms, and you can follow me on Snapchat, JTrain56. Are you on Snapchat?
No, I'm not. I'm not good at, so I'm trying to get better at it. I have an underscore in my Twitter, yeah, and I don't really tweet that often.
You know, I'm surprised
so
you even know what Snapchat
yeah,
is.
Yeah.
I need your help with what seems like a Hail Mary attempt. This is the lowdown. I'm a junior in a bottom-tier fraternity at a university with 40,000 kids. Okay, so there's... Where did you go to school?
I went to UPenn.
You went to Penn?
Yeah.
Were you in a fraternity there?
I started pledging one and I didn't complete it.
Okay, which one did you start with?
It was AE Pi.
Okay, that's like the Jewish one.
Yes.
Yeah, okay, so I know that. So I at Penn State, there were so many fraternities that you'd have tier systems.
Right.
You know, there was top tier. Those were like the cool kids.
Right.
Middle tier. You know, and everyone like just knew what they were. So this guy's in a loser fraternity. There's a girl, and he puts in quotes, Linda. I met her in the summer before my sophomore year when she came to my hometown to visit her sorority sisters. 2 of them are from my hometown, but I'm significantly closer with one, and Linda is closer with the other. Okay. Honestly, I think she could be out of my league. And he puts some pics below. She is hot.
Okay.
But recently, I asked my closer friend in the sorority if she's single. She got back to me saying she's single and also that she's looking for a boyfriend.
Ooh.
I'm not trying to jump in it to being being a boyfriend, but I need to find a way to hang out with her. My fraternity will never have a function with the sorority. He writes in parentheses, they're high middle tier. He's creating tiers.
Yeah, anybody who's getting that specific with tiers is definitely alone.
The loser. Yeah, he's definitely bottom
of
the barrel.
Which is fine. That's also who I am.
Good for him. Yeah. Okay, this is why I brought this email to you. Right. I figured you guys were both bottom tier fraternity type of dudes.
Right, absolutely.
He writes, I'm not 21 until next year, so bars can't happen. So what do I do? Also, how can I create mutual interest so she isn't the one with all the bargaining power? Thanks for helping. Well, you've lost all bargaining power by sending this email. Let's just put it out there.
Yeah, absolutely.
And also, he's in no position to be like, I'm not trying to be a boyfriend. No.
Yeah.
You're trying to get into this girl.
Right.
You got to do wherever the wind takes you.
Absolutely. Also, he should refrain from using the terms like bargaining power when trying to fall in love with people.
Yes. You're gonna take away all that, that contract speak.
Yeah, whatever economics class he's currently in, and he's trying to apply it to what it feels.
She is hot, and he's tall.
Okay, tall is great.
Tall is good.
I've always been envious of tall.
I'm the same way. I want to be like 5 inches taller.
How tall are you?
I'm 5'8". I'm 5'8 and a half.
Okay.
But here's what I do, and this is some advice, side advice for any listeners. I always say 5'8".
Right.
Because people then are surprised.
Yeah.
They're like, you're 5'8"?
I didn't think you were. I would have guessed 5'10".
Exactly.
Great.
That's why the half inch you never say. Because it makes it sound like you want to be taller.
You're desperate.
And so it's like in sales. You want to under-promise, over-deliver.
Right.
If you're out there and you're 5'6 and a half, when you say, yeah, I'm 5'6 and a half, you sound like the 8-year-old who says, I'm 8 3/4.
That's exactly what I was just going to say.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So you are already downplayed in everyone's mind. So if you have that half, never mention it.
That's great advice.
I think that's the way to go. So what do you think? How does he hang out with the girl who he will never hang out with?
Right. So she's from out of town. She was visiting these two friends.
Met because she came to his hometown. So he already met her in a way that shows like.
But when she goes to his
They go
college.
To the same college.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, I'm trying. What I would say is, like, since he already has these people who are his mutual friends, what he should do is try and, if he's close enough with one who'd be willing to allow him to, you know, plan an event where he knows she's going to be there and
totally.
Have, like, I'm very into, like, I would plan it out to a T and see if the other person could coordinate it with me, you know, and like have it be, you get, like, I promise you, if you do this, this, and this, then you two will be like Ocean's 11, essentially.
Yes, you're gonna, she's your inside guy.
Exactly. And get you an opportunity to just have like a 30 second conversation. Nothing more than that. You can't ask for more than that, but just enough. And then I would plan exactly what I'm going to say. I would be Facebooking them, find out their favorite movie, pretend that it's my favorite movie. I would do those things.
You would go, you know, purely.
Right.
Everyone should know. Lie.
Right, absolutely. Everyone should know that, yeah. But I've hooked up with very few women, so this may not work out. But no, this is what I would say to do, you know.
I agree with that advice, but I do think that's a 50-50 shot.
Right.
Because your friend could fuck you.
Right. Well, that is true, and that can happen. They can give too much information to the
and
other
just make
team.
It way apparent that you're just thirsty for this chick.
And you'll know as soon as you get there if they're like, oh, and this is so-and-so, and then you can see that they already have like talked about this.
Yeah.
You'd have to swear them to secrecy, but you, how do you do that? How do you trust people?
Well, I don't think you can. Yeah. This has got deeper.
Yeah.
No, but I totally agree with you. You have to assess that friend that you're going to use as your inside guy.
So, are they better friends with the... with? What was her name again?
With Linda
or yourself.
If you're better friends with her, you can say, hey, listen, I'm trying to get with this girl.
Right.
Like, and break it down to her.
Right.
And she can say, okay, let me find out what
how
she's...
How possible.
How possible. Exactly. And that, the good friend to you will do it in a way that's not obvious.
Right.
The one that you're not really friends with, here's what she's going to do. She's going to go to Linda and be like,
do you like,
yeah, this dude fucking wants you.
Right, exactly.
And you're going to blow it. And there goes your bargaining power.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah, your bargaining power.
Have you ever gone for like a girl that was out of your league?
Yeah, a lot of times.
Yeah.
You
say that.
One time, well, I remember the first, it's happened several times. The first girl I ever asked out was in seventh grade. And at seventh grade, I didn't know that, I thought I was cool until I was about like, until this moment. This is like the moment I realized I wasn't.
Right
like,
now. Cool. Right now. Literally right now is when you realize you're not cool.
No, it was in seventh grade. I was like, oh, you know, I'm cool. Mostly just because my mom would be like, you're a really cool guy. Totally. I'd be like, yeah, no, I am. And then
always always listen to your mom on what's cool and what's not cool.
And then there was this girl I really liked. And everyone's like, oh, yeah, you should just ask her out. My friends who were also not cool, but who I thought were cool. Because why not? I'm cool.
Well,
these are my
you're
friends.
Judging, you know, it's like in a forest.
Right.
You know, if the trees are only as high as you.
Absolutely.
You're the tallest tree in the world.
That was how I felt. So then I went to her locker and I was like, this will be like a done deal. We already we talk on AIM like every day, you know? Mostly I would write like sup and she'd be like sup and then I'd just leave
end
it at that
conversation.
Play it cool.
You're killing it.
And so then I went to her locker. I was like, hey, do you want to be my girlfriend? And she was like, no, I just want to be friends. And I was like, okay, no big deal, that's normal. Then the next morning I came to school and I was in my art class and this kid was like, hey, why'd you ask out so and so?
Oh no.
And I was like, well, I just thought. And he was like, because she's really pretty. And everyone started laughing, and I was like, oh, shit, am I not?
It's a horrible story.
I know. Well, anyway, I hope it works out better for this tall guy.
Wait a minute. So the whole class just was like,
well, no, everyone at
you're
my
not pretty enough for that pretty girl.
Well, yeah, everyone at my table, and then it sort of hit me. I was like, wait, well, maybe I'm like, is she like way more? And then I said it to like a friend. I was like, do you think she? And he was like, yeah, I didn't want to say anything. You seem so excited, but like, yeah, you're not like, you know, she's here and you're like over here.
Oh my God. And it was a heartbreaking moment.
Absolutely.
And then you look in the mirror and you finally see what you really look like.
Yeah, absolutely. It was like, it was like,
well, I think for this guy, like I think when you're judging if a girl's out of your league, you have to offer her, you have to see what her vibe is towards you.
Yeah.
Like if you're going to talk, like everyone knows, I like once hooked up with this girl that was way out of my league to the point where like guys would hit on her right in front of me. No one, they'd be like, you're with him? He's not your gay friend? You know, like, why are you with this guy? So the thing is, you have to know that you own a certain space with her.
Right.
Where you're like, oh, no, but we hang out. We have a great time. Or, like, I go down on her.
Right, absolutely. You know, like, well, I guess it depends on what is. Or is he trying to just hook up with her? Or he wants to, like, date her? Or is he probably happy with
that?
He says
he doesn't want a relationship, but I think this guy will do whatever it takes.
Right, okay.
Is how I assume. So here's the advice I'll give. You go through the friend, but you invite the friend. I don't think you say to her, like, if she's a really close friend...
Yeah.
Well, you got an idea?
Well, yeah, but you go first.
Go for it.
Well, I was going to say, what about rather than, this is, you know, and again, I've never done this, but what if rather than waiting for the friend to tell you, like, she's going to be at X party, why don't you have an event of some kind, invite the friend, have her bring, and then it's, you're in a position of power because this is your fun thing.
Here's the best part about being in a bottom tier fraternity.
Okay.
Is that it's small pond, big fish scenario.
Right.
So he could get them pumped up
for like a Revenge of the Nerds style.
Right. Yeah.
You know, he should create an event.
Right.
And he should invite.
Embrace the fact that it's a low, not try and be, because it's always bad when you see people who aren't necessarily cool and they're trying to be cool. It's just embrace who you are and be happy with it. Just throw something that's silly.
They should have a Revenge of the Nerds party.
Yeah.
And embrace it. Own.
Yeah, absolutely.
How much your fraternity sucks. So
right.
You have that party and you invite these girls to dress up as nerds, which is hot.
Absolutely.
And what you do is instead of like, if she's not, I agree with like, if she's a good friend, just break it down. Be like, listen, I'm trying to get with your friend.
Right.
Or the other way to go about it is saying to her, listen, I want you guys to come. Don't say it, but say it.
Right.
And make it apparent, because this is a confidence move. You have to show that you're confident. Hey, my fraternity's having a Revenge of the Nerds party.
Right.
You should come. Bring that friend that came to visit you. She's hot.
Right.
Just say that. That's all you have to say. Because then it's out there.
Right.
You think she's hot. You told the friend to bring her. You have said it without saying it, which is the most confident thing you can do. Because it's saying, I don't give a shit if she doesn't think I'm hot.
Right.
She won't show if she doesn't, if she's not into it. That's how you know.
That's probably better.
That's the way to go.
Yeah.
So you create this Revenge of the Nerds party. You live in how big a losers you are.
Exactly.
And then they come dressed as nerds.
And you hope that it's redeeming. It's like somehow, you know, they not pity, but there's some sort of genuineness.
But then you're the king of this party. She sees you.
Right.
When you're in the bottom tier fraternity and you're the coolest one there, you're just the coolest one at the party.
Right.
No one's sitting there being like, but these are nerds.
Right.
No, you're the coolest one there. You're the tallest tree in that forest.
And he's tall.
Yeah. So I think that's the move. And you have that event. You bring her there.
Right.
We solve this kid's fucking problem. TFMpodcast@gmail.com. TFMpodcast@gmail.com. We're here with Josh Rabinowitz @Josh_Rabinowitz. You can go to TrueTV.com. Check out all the Friends of the People episodes. They're all two seasons, right?
Two seasons, yeah.
They're all up there. Crazy girl. Ready?
Yeah.
Hey, Jive Ass Turkey Train. They all give me different train.
It's very nice that they do.
The podcast is killing it. Now I need some serious advice. I'm a first-year medical student and a former frat star. And he writes in parentheses, i.e. alcoholic. And I'm working the Tinder game hard in a new city. I match with a great girl. She goes to, don't mention her school, and we share most of the same interests. Our first date was awesome. We hit it off immediately and hung out all day. Ooh, that's a big first date.
Yeah.
Fast forward, our second date is great. I came up with a cute date because I know that bitches like... No, you're right. I read that wrong. Came up with a cute date because I know what the bitch is like. We take a trip. That sounded so rapey.
Yeah. This guy's going to be a doctor.
Yeah. Future gynecologist.
I don't know if it's how he wrote it or how you're choosing to say it.
I'm choosing to say it that way because that's how it sounds. We take a trolley all around the city, check out brewers, and make out in the rain. You know, the standard panty droppers.
This guy's going to be a doctor.
He's great.
Yeah.
I love him. By the end, this sleut is hiding a metaphorical rainforest between her legs. After dinner, the girl asked to come back and see my dog because German shepherds are the best wingmen. As we were driving past the hospital next to my house where I work, she casually drops that her NAMI, National Alliance on Mental Illness support group, meets there. Oh, talk about a boner killer. Why would you casually draw? Oh, that's where my crazy town meets. Why would she do that?
I mean, she's just trying to bond. It sounds like they're having a nice day.
It
I don't
sounds
know.
Like she's just trying to let them know. I brush it off because I'm on a mission to make a deposit in her meat wallet. Skipping ahead, the game is on. She doesn't look at my dog and beelines to my bedroom. After foreplay, we start fucking, and she tells me to fuck her in the ass. Boy, she's very creative.
So many twists and turns.
I know. As any gentleman would, I happily obliged. The whole encounter was great, but I can't get this whole NAMI thing out of my head. What kind of mental illness does she have? Can I ask? Would that make me an asshole? I need some guidance. I want to be a doctor, so I want to help people. However, I don't want that shit in my personal life. If you can channel the great Jewish prophets of old and pass along some guidance from the big Jew God in the sky, I would be grateful.
Yeah.
Thanks.
No, this is definitely what Adonai is up to. He's really just, he wants to help people out.
Yeah. How do we get you in the meat wallet without getting you in her crazy town?
Can you read
pants?
The part where she mentions it again? Just that one part for me.
He writes, after
they were
dinner,
driving.
The girl asked to come back to see my dog because German shepherds are the best wingmen. As we're driving past the hospital next to my house where I work, she casually drops that her NAMI group, NAMI support group meets there.
Okay.
National Alliance on Mental Illness. So what do you think? How does he massage this one?
Well, it's. I mean, to me, it
have you ever
be...
dated someone that maybe had an issue like this? Or an issue in general?
No, not one. Not something like that. But I mean, I think like it because mental illness is such like a wide, like to be relatively serious. Like it is like a wide swath of things. Like everybody has something. You know,
everyone
what I mean?
Has. Well, that is the thing that you realize like as you get out of college in the real world. You're like everyone's got some shit
right
on their mind. Like it doesn't big or small. It's also. Your shit.
Right.
You know?
Absolutely. When it's yours, it seems totally normal. When someone else says it, you're like, oh, that's really fucked
totally.
Up.
And when it's yours, it's important.
Yeah, absolutely.
So it's, you know, hers to you. She might tell you what it is. And you'd be like, oh, that's not a big deal. I get anxious on Sundays too.
Right.
And she's just saw that as, you know, since it's her thing, she's like, I need to go see a group for this.
Absolutely. Well, part of the reason I had you reread it is because when I first heard you read it, it sounded like she was like a part of this organization. Like that's sort of what I was thinking rather than that she's a member seeking support, but more that she may be someone who works in this field.
I agree with you. I thought that too. I think... But the way he worded it, it doesn't sound like that.
Okay.
But there is still a percentage chance
that that's possible.
That this is what she does. Like maybe she in her free time helps people in this group, or maybe she takes phone calls.
Which I think would make a lot more sense than if like, because let's say I was someone. Let's say you knew someone and they had mental illness. Most people wouldn't bring it up. So like it might be something that they would want to trust you more with. So to me, that seems more likely as to. But if she does and he's liking her, I don't think it should be.
But she was pretty free with that anal thing. So casual seems to be her thing. Throw it in my butt. she just said it like it was like, toss it in there. That's the way he describes it, isn't it?
It is. I mean, definitely it is the way that he describes it. It's really true.
Just throw it in there. Like it's like another like they're at the grocery store and they were like, Kit Kat bar, sure.
Maybe that's why she goes to the group. She's obsessive about anal sex.
Yeah, maybe.
Could be true.
I mean, that's even hotter.
Right, now he's locked into a great situation.
Yeah, that's the thing. Yeah, it doesn't sound like, because it sounds like everything around this one thing is wonderful.
Yes, totally.
It seems like he's having a great time.
Yeah.
In every way. They're very rarely do people make out in the rain and have anal sex in the same day? One is like romantic comedy one way. One's a completely different movie.
One is a porn,
right? Absolutely.
That's a spoof of a romantic comedy,
right? So I mean, he's in all these.
It's like he got dome.
So I mean, it sounds like they're getting along so well. They had an all day date and then they're doing all this cool stuff. I mean, to me. He's asking to how to get out of it or how to bring it up.
I think he's asking how to bring it up. And I've had these situations where I've been on dates with girls and they'll say something that will like raise my like triggers.
Right.
And the way you bring it up is like you go on another date. You have a great time. You don't let it like make you weird. Don't be weird.
Right.
Because she'll sense that right away. Go on another date. Have another fun plan like you did before, the panty dropper plan. Right. And what you do is a couple drinks in, you kind of stop the conversation. Maybe there's a lull and you're like, I gotta ask.
Yeah.
You just lay it out there. And it's like, listen, I don't think it's, I gotta ask. You casually dropped that you were in a mental illness place at a place that I work. What's that for? Like, what happened?
And I think as long as you approach it in a way where it's like you're curious, and it not like you're like whatever. I'm just curious. It's been on my mind. And then you can either you don't have to keep dating. Even if let's say the answer is something that makes you uncomfortable, and you it's for some reason, not that you're judging them or whatever, it just doesn't work out for you. You could you're not overly committed at that point, or you just find out that it's something that either interests you or like you're totally cool. I feel like he has to. You should definitely find out, because I don't think how well this is going, it would seem crazy to let it go over something.
You can't let it go, and you can't let the relationship go.
Right.
Because of this.
But I think what you said is very important, is that next day, still plan something that's at this high level. If all of a sudden you downgrade after that type of an event, clearly you were just like, that happened, now we're just going to
Don't have her do the kill myself date. You know, have her do the regular date. Don't give her like the mentally challenged date.
However, the next
level down of date. Well, she got out. She was great until she mentioned the nammy.
I would just keep. Yeah, so now we're just level. I would keep his level at high interest because it's going well. Yeah. You know, it's
so now we're gonna do this date in a room with soft walls. and straight jackets. Oh, put on this jacket. This will be fun. You know, you got to have a regular day. Throw judgment aside.
I think we should. you know, he's a guy who's written very colorfully about this stranger to
totally.
You. Everyone has their thing, you know? Like, yeah. I would say it's likely that this is weirder in a weird way than what she would, you know what I mean? There's ways to...
I think he's good. I think you're totally right.
Yeah.
Throw the judgment away.
Right.
Don't... And bring it up a couple drinks in. I gotta ask you about it. And say, you mentioned that, but I can't, like... What happened? Like, and ask like in a wondering way, not what the fuck is up.
Like,
more
like
what's going on?
Right, I really like you. I'm curious to find out more about you. And also, you date anybody for a period of time, everyone has something. And if she's like,
that's the thing, she's probably gonna say her thing. Yeah. I bet,
and it's nothing.
And it's gonna be nothing to you, but something to her.
Yeah, absolutely.
TFMpodcast@gmail.com. TFMpodcast@gmail.com. We're here with Josh Rabinowitz @Josh_Rabinowitz on Twitter. Friends of the people on TrueTV.com. Go check it out. Fallback guy. J Train. I'm currently on a weekend trip for a football game. Those are the best. I love everything. I love everything about this. I had a girl that I knew from high school and her friends. Her and her friends are showing my buddy and I a good time. And he puts Justice at the stage. Now the problem. Last weekend, she came to our town with this girl that had probably 15 to lose. And then he writes in parentheses, yes, I know it's 10 to lose for you, but you couldn't imagine the curves on this girl. So I always say that the perfect girl, the look that I like is a girl with 10 to lose.
Okay.
So he's saying that it's 15 to lose and it's even hotter.
Right.
Anyway, her and I instantly had that 5-second eye fuck. Yes, it's because I only could last 5 seconds even when it wasn't actually happening. Well, long story short, I ended up not seeing her again that weekend. Now I go to her town with no expectation of seeing her, and boom, I see her within the first 20 minutes.
Wow.
So, of course, spark of conversation. She gets into how she hates her boyfriend, puts in parentheses, which I didn't know she had, and all this stuff. I basically, without showing my hand, tell her to break up with him if he's so bad. Later at the tailgate, our only eye contact fuck fest continues. and after the game, she breaks up with her boyfriend.
Whoa.
Now, for about the rest of the night, because I was drunk, I was ecstatic. We almost instantly get an Uber ride back to the hotel, and I'm staying, .. Well, I will leave a little something for you to imagine up the next time you're whacking it. Thanks, buddy. Totes preach.
Yeah. I like how he assumes that both of us are like, oh, yeah, man, thanks.
Oh, this is the best. Yeah. Also, what if it meant that they just went back and just talked?
Yeah.
That's my idea of a good time. That's what gets me hard. Is this girl going to now want to be with me? Or is she going to think she broke up with him for me and I was wanting that... because I was just trying to have a good time while I was in a different city. Thank you for the advice. Also, you should think about starting a 24-hour hotline. Yes, I realize you need to sleep and all that bullshit, but that's not my problem. Thanks again. Don't say my name. So what do you think? Is he in trouble?
I think it's a difficult thing because once you get into... First of all, that works out sometimes. People leave people all the time for somebody else and that lasts a long time. Mm-hmm. It just is... You do become a symbol, I feel like, of what was given up. Because if they do start dating, you know, there is that pressure, that added pressure.
To be better than the last guy.
Yeah, to be better. And also, like,
you understand why he's nervous.
Absolutely. And yeah. I think it's about, like, creating, like, if they do start, like, seeing each other and actually dating, creating an idea that this is a separate thing that's unrelated to the previous relationship as best as you can, you know.
We live in a world that is so fucked up for women.
Right.
That their biggest concern is to not be... a big concern for women is to not be considered crazy or a slut.
Right.
When all men want to do is get with as many girls as possible. So they would have to be looser than they are. You know what I mean? Like, we all want girls to hook up all the time, but then girls don't want us talking badly about them because they hook up all the time. So... they're fucked if damned if they do, damned if they don't.
Yeah, it's a complete double standard.
Totally, and we've said it a million times. Right. That's why I think this guy is good.
Okay.
He came from a different town.
Interesting.
Whenever a guy would come to Penn State from a different town, these dudes would hook up in crazy scenarios.
Right.
Like, we had one dude that visited our fraternity once, and he was a buddy of a guy in my house from home, and he would come all the time.
Yeah.
And we called him I think we called him. It was Johnny, and his last name was a school that was nearby.
Yeah.
And he would just come
and just
and
steal
like,
everybody's girlfriend.
Not even girlfriend, but yeah. He just fuck. Yeah. You know, like, he was just like literally, he was just like a rhino.
Yeah.
That came to just drop off cum and then go back to school.
Right.
And I would always look at that and I'd be like, this guy gets it. Like, this guy knows exactly what he's doing. He's putting it out there. He's going to a different town. And that's what you have to do. When you go to a different town, put it out there.
Absolutely. You have nothing to lose. You have no reputation. You could go back to his old school. He could be getting nothing there. You would have no idea.
No idea. So that's what I'm saying. Because for girls, what this is their chance to get loose with no story being spread about them at their current school.
Oh, interesting.
So what he's done is give them a slut island to hang out on, and which is great. I say slut in the most complimentary way. They get a chance to like let their freak flag fly, and that's what this girl was doing. She's like, listen, I'm gonna break up with this guy because he sucks. Fine. Right. That's her problem.
Sure.
But she was looking to not feel so bad about herself in the 5 minutes afterwards. So she ends it with this guy. She finds this island that she can just go to and be a freak for a couple hours, and then she can leave then the island is leaving her.
Interesting.
So now she's not, you know, it's not like there's another fraternity that's hearing about this that her ex-boyfriend can, you know, get back to him.
Yeah.
There is literally the consequences roll out of town with him leaving town.
No, that is true. It's the idea if you, because it's, they don't, him and this guy will not really see, the chances of them crossing paths are so small.
So
the
small.
Anger level will be lower because of that.
It's literally all of her biggest crimes are leaving town when they're not even crimes.
No,
that's the thing. It is so, we are so arrogant and cocky as men that we think that we are the only ones that just want to get down for 5 hours.
Of course.
When really she wanted to get down. He said the I fucking, like, I'm sure there was an insane, you know,
it must have been happening
level.
A lot. Yeah,
she wanted this to happen. Good for her. She made it happen.
Yeah. No.
She goes to the hotel, and then you skip town. You're gone. The rodeo's out of town, and she can go back to a normal life where she can maybe find a guy. So I think the best hookups happen when you travel to a different school. Like, so that's why I think he's like in the clear. He can keep up a text. Hey, let me know anytime you're coming. What you do is you do this text. Here's the text you send to this girl. Because you want to let it known that you had a great time, but you're not looking to be any more than that great time.
And that's what he's saying at the end there. I wasn't clear on that.
What he said.
Okay.
He wants to make sure. So here's the text you sent. Such a blast last weekend. Let me know if you're ever at my school. And that's letting her know, if you come to the school, I'm down to have fun again.
Of course.
But I ain't coming to you.
Right.
You know, and that text says a lot, and it doesn't, and it also elevates, it takes away all the judgment.
Yeah.
And that's, I think girls, what they'll do is they'll judge themselves for you when really you had fun, he had fun, everyone climaxed, and we got out of town.
Yeah, it's no problem.
That's the American love story right there.
No, I'm learning from you right now.
TFMpodcast @gmail.com, TFMpodcast@gmail.com. 30th birthday.
Okay.
I like that we've moved around the age ranges. Yeah. I love this.
Yeah. Med students.
Josh, you've been great on this. Let me tell you that.
Have I given decent advice?
Great advice.
I feel
advice.
Like everybody on this podcast now will never have sex again. <'Cause I've
been laughs> here. They got a little Rabinowitz in them.
Yeah. Now every time they're about to do it, their dick's is going to fall flat. They just can't do anything ever again.
It's going to want to read a book.
Yeah.
Dick puts on a sweater.
Yeah.
It's like, why is your dick so gay now? J-Train, I've emailed you before and have always read and responded to my email on the podcast. I hope you'll do that for this week's podcast, as this is time sensitive.
Oh, God.
I'll help this dude out. I'm going to be in NYC October 1st through 5th. Oh, he's going to be here soon. Will this be out afterwards? It'll be next Tuesday.
Oh, yeah, it'll be next week. Yeah, this will be afterward.
Oh, well, fuck him. Maybe this will help other people. for a 30th birthday celebration for my good buddy. We're all from and live in North Carolina, except one guy who lives in the city. I am the only one who is in a fraternity, but that doesn't really matter. I asked you, J-Train, help us plan this weekend. We're all 29 or 30, looking to get drunk at cool places and do and see cool shit, have sexual relations with various women. Parentheses, a lot of guys on this trip could be considered sex addicts as their life revolves around an act of what you'll call nutting. Nutting is a funny word. Could you lay out a basic itinerary for us, Friday night to Monday? Dude, no fancy clubs. No clubs or fancy expensive bars. Solid specific plans that are fun and casual. Wouldn't mind places with cover bands or high kicking exploits. Unique restaurants and day drinking locations. Stuff to do during the day would be great. If you're around, we'd love to get the J Train NYC nightlife experience. We were decently cool dudes looking to party for a few days and celebrate our buddy's big 3-0. I don't have his email address anymore because I delete him after I read him. Let's help this guy out. What would you say is a great NYC weekend? Because a lot of people, they'll come to New York and they'll be like, what do I do?
Right, it's overwhelming. There's too many things.
There's a lot
and then
of
you
options.
Can leave being so pissed because you're like, I did so many things that weren't that cool.
Totally. These guys want to, but the drink and fuck aspect of it is paramount.
Absolutely. Like. Well, I think it's like, to me, it's always you go by neighborhood because very rarely do you stay at one. I feel like in New York, people don't stay at one bar. You move around a little bit. So I feel like identifying neighborhoods where there's some people when they haven't been here before don't realize like there might be four or five bars that are really fun all within a block of each other. So
totally.
You can be in that area and go back. You could be at a bar talking to a girl at one place. You could go to another bar, come back and still talk to the same person.
Totally agree.
So I feel like those, I feel like
that's the thing. And this is also a mobile city. So like if you meet girls during the day, the best part about New York City is when you meet girls or a group of girls during the day,
right?
That re-up, that like, hey, we're doing this tonight is a very easy thing to coordinate.
Right.
Whereas I've been in other cities where you'll be like, go out during the day and they're like, well, we're going back to, you know, we're outside of, you know, Chicago and we can't get a cab and it costs a bunch of money. Here, all that travel concerns like kind of like come together.
Yeah, no, you can walk. It's everything's so close.
Totally. Here's my plan.
Yeah.
I think you day drink down the South Street Seaport. There's a really cool bars that are outside with like big picnic tables. Yeah. The picnic tables make it so you have to talk to people around you.
Right.
You can hear their conversations.
You can get foot traffic coming by as people come through. Tourists also go around there so you can meet people who are staying there. You can meet people who live there.
Totally. And you want to have a dinner plan. You guys want to do like a big dinner at like, I would say, what's the fucking place called?
Which?
I'm fucking up. It's on the, they have a few of them. It's like white tiles everywhere. I'm seeing it.
Where is it?
It's, there's a few of them. There's one on the, Chris, Google Midtown East bars. But there's one downtown near 14th Street. I would keep everything downtown. You stay below 14th.
Right. I was going to say the Lower East Side is a good place.
Lower East Side is great because there's a lot of places to run around to.
Yeah.
What the fuck? Penny Farthing.
Oh, yeah. Penny Farthing is a good...
That's late night spot.
Yeah, that's like 14th and 3rd. And that's always crowded. It's got good music. And there's like tons of people.
Tons of chicks.
Yeah.
So here's what I would do. You do the day drink at South Street Seaport. Then you bring it up to Lower East Side area, 14th Street and below. And you go to like... I'll just list off some bars I did this weekend. Last weekend I went out with Che, who was just on the podcast, and we got fucking hammered. We went to Hair of the Dog is always going to be a place I'm going to push people to because we've had Benjo on the podcast. He's the owner there. Mention this podcast, they'll hook you up. I would also say Bolton and Watt, and what's the other bar I was at? Fuck, I'm having a brain fart moment.
Also in the Lower East Side. Bolton Watt and Hair of the Dog are both like...
Spring Lounge. Spring Lounge is a great bar because it's actually cool enough that you won't look like you're out of town. And you know what I mean?
That's an important aspect too that I feel like, you want to go somewhere where there's both people who are... you don't want to go to a pure tourist place.
Totally.
It's going to be very hard to make that happen. I feel like when people are traveling... And then you're both traveling. It's hard to coordinate that. It'd be great to be meeting people who actually live in X, Y, and Z.
You want to be that visitor, just like the last emailer where he came in to drop off
his cum. They want to know they never have to see you again.
Exactly. Right. So you want to go to a place that like someone that is local to here doesn't feel like, you know, she's slutting it up, but she's slutting it up with the out-of-town guy from North Carolina. So what you do is you go, here's the Saturday. I can give you the Saturday. I can't give you the whole weekend, but I'll give you the Saturday. Also, New York City, and I'll say this... I'll probably get bad feedback about this. I've been to two cities that I've loved watching NFL football. New York City, because every bar is just on fire and packed and looking to have fun more than most cities.
And also, it depends if it's they're saying they're from North Carolina. If their team's playing, they go to a game. You could meet someone during the day there Like you could go, yes. You could watch a game. And
Sunday is an actionable day.
Yeah.
Like it is, as opposed to other cities where people are like winding down. New York City, the Sunday fun day action, you're going until 10 o'clock at night at least. Right. Like it's going to, there's a party to be found. So here's your Saturday. You go to the South Street Seaport during the day. Then you go to a dinner place at like 5 o'clock. You do dinner early. Then you go to Spring Lounge. That's where you can open up good conversations. You late night at Hair of the Dog. You wake up the next day. You do Sunday. You do a brunch down in Meatpacking because there's always chicks that are down in Meatpacking. I would even go to Standard, the Standard Beer Garden. Do that for early on. You could do their brunch at the Standard Hotel. And then you do a football game at, you go back to Hair of the Dog. That's your move.
Right. Now you know that place. You're a regular. Exactly. You feel comfortable.
And that's cheap enough where you're not breaking the bank.
Right.
Then you let it fly. And I'll say for high kicking purposes, I know we're spending a lot of time on this, but I love this conversation. If you want to do some high kicks, you head to the Upper East Side and you go to Session 73. They always have live music. It's a little expensive for the type of bar it is.
Pianos has good live music.
Pianos
too.
And that's downtown. So yeah. You could go Pianos. I've done some of my best high kicking at Session 73, so I'll give them a plug. But those are all some fun places. So if you're visiting New York, I think you have to look to open up your pussy game during the day. That's your real play, and that's going to happen at your brunches, at your South Street, you know, at those types of places. TFMpodcast@gmail.com, TFMpodcast@gmail.com. I wish this kid, I hope he's watching maybe the live stream. You can watch us on YouTube.
All right, because he's coming next week.
Coming this weekend. Yeah. I'm going to be here, but I can't drink. I'm going to be on the Today Show.
Oh, wow.
Next, a week from Tuesday. So
doing
The Guys Tell All.
Oh, nice.
I did it before, okay?
Yeah.
I did it a long time ago, and it's like a 3-minute segment where you give advice, dating advice to people on the street, and it's supposed to be like a young guy, a medium age guy, and then like an old guy.
Okay, cool. I like that.
When I went on, I was the young guy, and then the other three were the same age, but they like took over the segment.
Oh, wow.
Like they were very good at just saying nothing but saying everything at the same time.
I know, that's very frustrating.
It was very frustrating because I'm like, okay, I'm going to give advice.
Yeah.
So, and I knew it was going to be bad because as I'm like getting my makeup done, like you go to and the makeup women know everything.
Right.
So she looked over and she goes, oh, you're our new guy. And I'm like, yeah, I'm excited to do it. She goes, who else is on? And I point at like the other two guys there was three other guys.
Right.
And she goes, oh, both of those guys are on? And I go, yeah. She goes, you better speak up, honey. And I was like, oh, shit. So I'm going in like an animal. I got to really spout off some advice. So I'm not really drinking this weekend. But, you know, tweet at me, JTrain56. You can find me. Rowing initiation. Have you ever gone through an initiation?
I joined like a couple groups in college. I did a week of pledging. So I
JJ Train. I'm a female listener from Canada and a freshman in university. Have just made my school's volleyball team.
Oh,
senior players are planning initiation next weekend with the men's hockey team. Everything has been on the DL, but I do know that it will be happening at one of the girls' cottages up north. Hour drive from the city. Anyways, I'm emailing you because I want to know if you have any advice to give me about initiations, what to expect, what to do, what to not do, etc. I guess you could say that I'm a bit nervous because the hockey team is a gold mine in terms of guys, and I don't want to embarrass myself in front of them.
Oh.
Understandable. I spoke to some of my friends on the girls basketball team, and they told me that it got pretty heated at their initiation. They did it with the men's team. Men's basketball team. I don't know if I will be comfortable doing all the dares, challenges they will make us do, but I also don't want to be that girl that doesn't participate. I guess some advice would be appreciated. P.S. Love the podcast. I've gotten my friends to listen as well. Thank you very much. This is a great question because everyone listening, most people listening are in fraternity sororities or club teams, whatever.
Yeah.
So you're going to have to go through something like this.
Yeah, and that I think that is like what she's saying is like one of the most relatable feelings of any of that is that idea of like you're like, well, this seems like fucked up. I don't want to do that. Yeah. But also like I don't want to be the person who doesn't do the fucked up thing. And then you get caught and you end up doing something that either you don't want to do or you don't do something. So that's a very like relatable stress. So I don't think it's abnormal.
She's right to feel this way.
Yeah, absolutely.
I felt this way when I pledged my fraternity.
Yeah.
I mean, this is how you feel. The thing is when you pledge anywhere or get initiated anywhere, the thing that the biggest issue, and we've talked about this on past podcasts, right, with the, you know, the fraternity pledging, is that like you have to put a lot of trust into the people that are running your initiation program.
Right. And that can be terrifying. It could, but it also, it's like you should also remember though that these are people, these are your peers. So if you're honest with people, I think that they, like, this is a kid who goes to your school. It's not like
this is someone that wants to be your friend.
Right.
They have to look at you every day. So you would hope, I'm not saying to assume the best, but assume that whatever they're going to put you through will make you friends in the end. I hate to say that as advice, because that's kind of what you have to trust, because there are accidents and I at these fraternities, and it's horrible. And I get upset when I read, you know, about like there's deaths, you know, there's like
really horrible things.
Horrible things. So I understand that reality in with this question.
Of course.
I think we should all know that there's a line. And if you're listening and you're putting someone through pledging, you have to understand that, like, you know, there's this thought to like make it, when I did it, it was harder and this and that. And it wasn't. You have to remember, like,
totally,
you thought it was harder because you were doing it.
Right.
You know, so it's always harder when you're doing it. It's always faster when you're doing it.
And when you're on the other side of it, it seems so easy.
It seems so easy because you know the consequences. So
Absolutely. What
she's dealing with, all this, you know, half of the fun of initiation programs is that they don't know what's going to happen.
Right.
And you get to play with that because you can play with them and you can fuck with your friends a little bit. My advice to you is don't ever diminish your own morals to be in a fraternity.
That's
what
I was going to say. I was like, follow your gut. Like if all of a sudden something's about to go down and you just feel like, oh, this is not, you just don't.
This
don't,
is not what I'm about.
Yeah,
they're singling you out.
Yeah.
Like, that seems stupid.
But if it's
a group thing where you're with the group and everyone's being humiliated as a group, you can lean on, the whole group is being humiliated. And so are the guys. The guys are just as nervous as the girls. Like they're going to have, and if anything, you're going to have an experience, and I'm saying this only if it's like good old fashioned fun.
Right.
Because it can get out of control. I'm not.
Right. No, we don't know who she's dealing with.
Yeah, we don't know.
You know, like these could be monsters.
We have no idea.
But what you're saying, I think, makes sense. If you're isolated and you're alone, that's a little fucked up, and that could be
totally
upsetting. If you're with your friends who you're also going through this with, and you guys are sort of, I don't know, maybe there's some value in that, like sticking with some friends who you're like, let's just keep each other in check, maybe talk to each other beforehand and be like, this is stuff I'm worried about, talk to them about it, and then you could both be there for each other if something starts to feel weird, be like, yeah, why don't we both not do
this? That's great advice. Maybe. And I think, because we all want to go through, that's the thing, most people that are fraternity, sorority, whatever sports team, you want to be a part of the team.
Absolutely.
You want to do the pledging, or you want to do the initiation because you want to be a part of this group, which
Absolutely.
Is totally normal and human.
Right.
The abnormal part starts to happen when someone takes it upon themselves to be like, well, we got to make it hard this year.
Right.
And you're like, fuck you. And right. I think every pledge program, and mine had this, when I first started mine, they were like, you won't be hit. We're never going to make you drunk. And those were two things. I was like, okay, great.
Yeah.
At that point, let's do it. You know, I don't want to be hit by you, and I don't want to be forced to drink. So great. Those are good rules. And I think if they lay that out for you, then it makes you trust the program more and get into it more. I also thought it was great that we had like beta dads, you know, like some fraternities have big brothers or big sisters or bigs or whatever it is. And that person was always your window into reality. So it was always like they had to be nice to you. They were the ones that couldn't haze you.
Got it.
So that was the thing. Like, if your beta dad could never haze you.
Got it. So it's like a safe person.
It was a safe, you know, it was like kind of like, yeah, it's like
the safe zone and
safe
tag.
Safe zone and tag. Exactly. Yeah. So, but I think that's important if you're running a pledge program to have that for someone that's going through it. Like, to calm them down when things are like a little bit, you know, hazy as far as like, what is it going to be? Or I'm nervous about this. Cause you don't want to, you gave someone a bid, or you gave someone the volleyball team, whatever, because you liked them.
Right.
You saw something in them.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't want them to hate you.
Right. Of course.
You know? So why I'm saying, like, trust the process. Also, like you said, talk to the other people that are getting initiated. Make sure you guys are all on the same page. That, like, listen, if things get fucking fucked up, we're going to stand up for each other.
Yeah, I think that there's sort of like that. I think that's an important element of like talking to the other people and vocalizing it. Because if you it's nice that she wrote to you, because if you internalize it too much and you're just in your own head, it's better
to
just say
up.
It. Yeah, just say it. Just say it to somebody.
Dude, tfmpodcast@gmail.com. We're going to do one more email, and then we'll go to the news. Is that cool with you?
Of course.
You've been great, man. Josh Rabinowitz at Josh_Rabinowitz.
Every time you say the underscore, it makes me want to change my Twitter handle so much.
It makes me want to change it for you.
Yeah, please.
He's on Friends of the People. You can go to truetv.com, check that out. Also, I'll give a couple of plugs. JTrainComedy.com. That's my website. You can see all my dates there. You can get t-shirts.
Nice.
This is all good stuff.
Yeah.
Also, if you're at a college, you do a lot of colleges.
Do colleges.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have a college booking manager. If you want me to come to your school, I'm going to be coming to Florida, Ohio, Texas, all these places. Email harryschmuckler@gmail.com. harryschmuckler@gmail.com and get me to come to your school. Also, we're here at Stand Up New York. You perform here.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm here all the time. If you want to come to a show, that could be a fun thing. I don't know, for the 30th birthday. Do that on the Sunday night.
Oh, a comedy show?
Yeah, maybe that's the Sunday night play.
Like an early show.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe don't do that. But if you come to New York, you want to come to the show, standupny.com. Use the promo code TFM and get free tickets to any show here. Also, standupnylabs.com. You can go and check out all the podcasts here. There's also a donate page. Chris, you want to explain that for us?
Yeah, real simple. Just go to, like you said, standupnylabs.com. You go to the entertainment section. You find the TFM podcast logo, and there should be a little pink donate button. It's only PayPal for now, but...
Man, know. Sam's got to eat.
Yes, okay? I do.
get some donate. Also, if you want to donate with no money, here's a way that you can really help us out. Go to iTunes. Give us a rating. 5 stars would be preferable. Right. And a comment. That helps us out because it gets us on the charts. I don't know if we are on those charts. We've been on them before. I'm seeing some podcasts on those charts, and I'm like, that's not as good as this one.
Nah, it's a weird rubric that they do, which is why it's important if you go on and leave us, a comment and
it
you
helps
know, rate
us out.
It. Yeah, because it's not purely plays. That is involved in
so
it as well.
Get involved on iTunes and help us out, because we want to blow everyone out of the water. Okay, let's do one more email.
Okay, let's do it.
What the fuck is going on? Wedding setup. Underage at the bar. My girlfriend is coming to town.
I thought this was all one. No. When you were reading, I was just like, what?
These are all different. These are subjects. Right, you get to choose. Oh, my girlfriend's coming to town. He spelled coming. Coming.
Right.
Yeah.
No.
Hilarious. Should I have let this happen? Desperate to get over X. What do you think? Any of those?
Ooh. How about desperate to get over X?
Yeah. Have you ever been in love with an ex?
Yeah, all the time.
All the time, guys. So let's do that. What's going on, J Train? First time emailer, recent listener to the podcast. Gets me through the recent tough times, which is why I'm emailing you.
Oh.
Start off with some background information. I'm a junior at your alma mater, Penn State.
Cool.
Start off with some background. But before I was here, I did 2 years at a branch campus. Penn State has like Penn State Altoona.
Oh, okay.
Penn State, you know.
Williamsport. Is there one in Williamsport?
There might be one there.
I think I did a show.
They're all, yeah. Penn State, you know, I'm too dumb to get into regular Penn State. You know, like all those. I'm fucking with it. My sophomore year, I met a great girl, a freshman. She quickly became my first girlfriend.
Oh, wow.
To skim through the details, we were very much in love. However, she was a big Tinder user.
Oh, no.
She admitted she was a big flirt, but I tried to not let it get to me. Turns out she met a kid in a frat at a main campus through Tinder towards the end of the spring semester. Her and her friends would go visit the house on weekends. Over the summer, she admitted that she and the guy hooked up quickly once, and she was even having feelings. I tried to get her back, but pretty much I think her and him are now hooking up. So we've broken up, but I'm still really in love with her. My problem is that I can't stop thinking about the two of them together.
Yeah.
It makes me feel really shitty, and it's starting to really screw with my academic life. I hooked up with a couple of girls, but I couldn't smash because I was thinking about her. Please help me. I can't keep having these thoughts. P.S. Burn in hell, Urban Meyer. So it's a random. Okay, sure.
He still has that.
What do you think he should do?
I don't know. That's tough. This is my wheelhouse. You know,
this is you. This is why we brought you on.
I've done this so many times.
We need these loser emails for you.
It's a bummer because it's like you're going to obsess over it because why wouldn't you? And the picturing, that's the thing that always is true. Like the picturing of what's happening.
Yes,
your imagination is always way more fucked up than what is actually going down. You know what I mean? Because you're picturing every moment that you're not with her, that him and her just running through a field and then they're just laughing.
Like they're fucking and in mid-fuck, she's like, this is so much better than that other guy.
Absolutely.
You know, like, that's what she's yelling.
Right.
And it's like, no, that's not what's happening.
No, it's not. It's like, you know, they're, you know, it's not. So Well, hopefully it isn't. But no, it's actually not. It's definitely not. So
I mean, I'll say this even before we get to the advice.
Yeah.
If you're with some, they have this on the subways here. They have this announcement.
Yeah.
And it's, if you see something, say something. And a lot of us want to think, and the normal people in the world, normal people,
right,
they'll go, am I crazy?
Of course. First. Right, because you don't want to be, it's just like the girl in the previous thing. You don't want to be that person who's totally. Like, hey, I think this is messed up. And everyone's like, hey, no, you're weird.
You're weird. Yeah, so it takes a big step to be like, you're all crazy.
Right.
So the most uncrazy people say that they're crazy first.
Of course.
So what he did when he's like, oh, she's big on Tinder. That's a weird thing.
Yeah.
Ask anybody. If you're with someone, if you say that you're very much in love, but she still likes swiping every now and again, why? Why does she like doing that? So you saw something and you didn't say something because you thought that will lose the relationship.
Right.
But really,
it was lost before that happened.
Totally.
And you didn't have a chance and it's not your fault. You know, it's totally. Like that. It's like that Goodwill Hunting scene with Matt Damon when Robin Williams is like, it's not your fault. It's not your fault. It wasn't his fault. Like it was over before. Like maybe if you would have brought it up or whatever. But if that was happening, you know, it was clear there was a curiosity outside of you. And it's not because of you necessarily.
And I'm linking the two because he feels this way because he feels that it was going on behind his back.
Absolutely.
And it was literally, since it was a cheating thing.
Right.
He's saying to himself.
It was me.
It was me that pushed her to do these things, which it wasn't. Right. So I think you have to first remind yourself that she wasn't into this relationship in general.
Right.
And it wasn't not because of you, it just wasn't the match.
Absolutely. And I think that's a really good way to put it. And it's also, it's like, and when, as you're going through this of like picturing and picturing and picturing, I think a lot of it you have to realize too is like, when you start picturing how happy you were too, that's like an old reality that no longer exists. Like, she's not that girl anymore. She's the girl who is now dating this other dude that she left you for. Yeah. Like, you wanted,
just spelled it out pretty hard for him.
But I'm just saying, like, you wanted to date the girl who existed before, but that's...
You're remembering her in the glow
of something,
of something that doesn't exist
anymore.
Yeah,
exactly. Yeah. And so, like, you know, and it definitely hurts, and obviously you're going to be upset, and like, oh, that is normal. Like him saying like, oh, I haven't felt good. Of course you don't. You should
feel bad.
Yeah, exactly. Like it's not, it'd be, you know, I don't think that you should feel like there's something wrong with you because you feel shitty for a while.
You're right to feel shitty.
Right.
And it's okay.
Yeah.
And here's the move and my advice. And you have to disconnect from her.
That's what I was going to say. Stop looking on Facebook. Stop.
Unfriend, unfollow.
As much as that can feel lame to do, and maybe it makes you feel like you're like you don't want to be the person who's like, oh, and she's gonna be like, oh, he unfriended me. But if it's
just
bothering,
get away,
you just get away.
It. Yeah. And the thing is, we live in a time none of our predecessors had to live in a world where they watched all their exes get married. None of them. They would see them on the street maybe once in a lifetime,
right?
And that's it.
Right.
And we are living in a world where you have to witness every next step if you want to, because if you're in a relationship, you're following on Instagram, you're following on Twitter, your friends on Facebook, and your Snapchat buddies.
Yeah.
And you got to get rid of all four of those because you have to exist in your own world that doesn't get colored by her experiences. Because right now
you're
going to
be
judging
this comparison thing.
Yes,
you want to get out of the comparison thing.
Totally. So you have to unconnect, and then the next move, and he said he's hooked up with other girls. Don't hook up with other girls. Take a minute.
Yeah.
I think don't hook up.
Yeah.
Go hang out with your buddies.
Yeah, go do stuff that's just fun. Like
go do some high kicks.
Yeah, go yell at Urban Meyer.
Watch some football. Get into something with your buddies. Like go hang out with them.
Right.
Lean on them. Because really, hooking up is only going to remind you of the girl too.
Totally. And if you're doing that because you're trying to get, everything becomes like a part of that. So you need to just be like, these are your friends. You're not friends with them because of her or whatever. You're just friends because these are the things you like to do. Remember the stuff you like doing that had nothing to do with dating her. And then you'll meet. And then when you're doing something cool with your buddies that you really like, you'll meet someone at that thing that you genuinely like who also likes it.
And likes the same hobby, all that stuff.
And then that could work out.
TFMpodcast@gmail.com. Let's do one more. I like this email because it's so ridiculous.
Okay,
let's read one ridiculous email. Yeah,
absolutely.
We'll end on this one, and then we'll go to the news.
Josh, really? Only one ridiculous email?
One ridiculous email. This is underage at the bar. And I love the high schoolers that email in. I do love the high schoolers because sometimes their questions relate to things we're all going through, you know?
Because
maybe it's just smaller and we're making it bigger. This one doesn't relate to anybody. I just think it's funny.
Okay.
What's up, J Queer? He comes out strong with a sorry, not a super creative nickname, but I'm looking for some advice for someone looking to go to bars underage. I'm a junior in high school and I just got a fake ID. I'm starting to get sick of all the girls at my school, so me and a few buddies decided we want to hit up some local college bars and try our luck. I like that they're walking into these bars like they're like they're walking into a casino.
Yeah, they're like gamblers.
Like nice coats on. Yeah. And like they got dressed up. They put on their nice shoes. Yeah. They got like put gel in their hair. They're trying to look older. I just imagine them walking in.
Yeah.
Like
cowboy flanked boots and stirrups. And
like the beginning of Reservoir Dogs. Yes. Like in slow motion. Just,
like a dove flies out. Yeah. You know?
There's smoke around them. They come out through the smoke.
You just see these 15-year-old looking baby faces walking into a bar and just like,
who are immediately tackled by a bouncer.
So he writes, hit up some local college bars and try our luck. He writes, we're pretty fucking huge. And I'd say we can pull 21 and our IDs are the best money can buy. That's fucking great. We're pretty fucking huge, and I'd say we can pull 21, and our IDs are the best money can buy. This is confidence. This is high school confidence.
Oh, absolutely.
Like, awesome. I love it.
Yeah.
Basically, we're just wondering how to pick up some banging college chicks and make sure they don't know we're in high school. From your experience, did you see many high school kids at your college bars, and were many of them successful with landing any solid college girls? Sorry, you may see a lot of emails like this, but trust, it's important. I'm a huge fan of your show, and I listen to your podcast all the time. Thanks, man. I appreciate the email. I appreciate that you're listening. What do you think?
I mean, it's going to be, I don't know. A lot of it would depend on how good their IDs are, I would imagine.
Well, I mean,
like
you could pass for underage at a 21-year-old
I got
bar.
Carded. Yeah, no, I got carded at an R movie about 6 months ago, and I'm 27.
An R movie?
Yeah, yeah. So, I mean, it's all possible. But yeah. I had a fake ID. I had two different fake IDs.
I had a fake, yeah.
And I was able to get into places, and I looked even younger than I do now, obviously. Okay. So it is possible.
Getting in isn't as big of a problem. They not only want to climb Everest, but they want to sprint up the mountain.
Right, right, right. No,
they want to get into the bar and fuck all the chicks.
Right.
Like,
yeah.
I don't know how that goes down. Because I just think, like, I go to college bars now.
Yeah.
And see college kids, and they look like baby faces.
Completely.
To me. So I know they're looking at each other being like, you're tall.
Right.
I'm tall. That doesn't account for your face.
Absolutely. It's very difficult to well, I mean, look, anybody, it's possible, but
yeah.
You know, I think that it'll be difficult because you're not just going into a bar. You're not just getting college girls. Like, that's sort of the thing that's different. Like, he's saying he's a junior in high school. He wants to get into a bar to get college girls. You're talking about getting juniors and seniors.
Yes. You're getting...
You're jumping the freshmen and the sophomores who are already older than you.
I love it.
You know what I mean?
Love it.
So that's a very bold... You're not just saying I want to get college girls.
Listen, if it's going to happen, if it's going to happen, here's the move.
Yeah.
You can't go... with a group of 10 high school guys.
Right, that is...
you cannot...
Well put.
Yeah, you...
You can't roll up...
Maybe all. Two guys, and you're like, okay, maybe they just look young.
Or you could... Or you
10,
could,
you're like, okay, what? Who brought the class trip?
Right.
Who's chaperoning this party?
Or you have to stagger entry and then pretend you don't know each
exactly.
other.
Exactly. You right. can't be in a group of bigger than three.
I even think three.
Three
I think
is
two,
too much.
Two, maybe.
Two, and you have to know... I think also knowing one person...
Yeah.
That's at the bar that's of age helps you.
That's a great idea.
Because then here's the thing. What you want is to be the fetish. You want a girl to be like, I just want to get with the high school kid. You know, like it can't you I unless you look way older than I'm assuming you look. Because it's going to be tough.
Right.
If you're just like...
Also, it could be, depending on where this is, there's also, it could be tough because it might be a crime.
that's another big possibility.
I feel like that's another sticking point.
Yeah. you're
that's being
literally blackmailing someone.
Right.
But I do think it's got to be keep the group small. Don't order Long Island iced tea because that is... Young guy drink number one. Don't get anything with pucker in it. You know, you want to get, don't get a whiskey because I can't even imagine a high schooler drink like the faces. Get a beer, hang out. Don't be the drunkest guy there because that'll put you through. Go small numbers and also understand that you live in a world with nothing to lose. If you get in, like, you know, like you can really put it out there. So like, don't get embarrassed for saying things to girls. And if one girl won't talk to you, go to the next. Just keep on throwing darts.
That is true. Because
it's not like you're going
to
see these people in 4 years. 4 years, they're going to be graduated.
Right. Well, it gets back to a lot of what you've been saying of, you know, your advice of like, if you're the outsider who's never going to be back to this place,
yes,
you have a lot less.
You're playing with house money.
Right.
You know, and throw it out there. And don't throw it out. Either know someone at the bar that can present you as this fetish.
Yeah, if someone has an older brother of some kind.
That's the way to go. Or you stay undercover. You don't mention high school. You say that you're there from another school. Say that you're there from a local, like, and don't make it a branch campus school. Make it like a school near Penn State that would get respect from women. You know, if a kid came from Bucknell, I'd be like, okay, kid can hang.
Right.
He's just in a different type of, you know, game than I am. You know, that's kind of you want to say a school that I used to always say that I went to, like when I would visit a school.
Yeah.
I would always say NESCAC schools, New England small colleges.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. I'd go like Bowdoin because no one would know people would know of them. They maybe have a friend that went there, but it's very small chance. Bowdoin, Bates, Colby, Trinity. Those are schools I would use because no one really knows those schools, but they know those schools.
Right. Everybody's heard of
them. Yeah. And they're smart schools. So it looks like you got something going on that you don't have going on.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that's my advice. And do not run in large numbers. There's nothing more high school than 20 dudes. Right. That is not anywhere. Yeah,
that is well put.
TFMpodcast@gmail.com. Josh Rabinowitz, thank you for coming on.
Thank you for having me.
You were great. Go follow Josh on Twitter @Josh_Rabinowitz. You can go check out all of the episodes of Friends of the People on TrueTV.com. They're on demand. Go check them out. It's a great show. We're gonna be right back with some shout outs and the news. Today we're back with the news. Josh, thank you for coming on. That was great advice.
Thank you.
I think the audience is gonna like you. I think you really gave some genuine good stuff. I'm happy you came on. This guy, we're streaming live on YouTube now. We used to do Daily Motion. We're now on YouTube. Mansamp, thank you for coming on.
Sure. Thanks for having me.
@Mansamp on Twitter. Chris coming on. He's got the Mandatory Samson podcast every Friday morning. You can check that out, Stand Up New York Labs Network. This guy was watching on the YouTube live stream, and you can watch us at home. And his name is Lebaugers95, Lebeaugars95. And he's literally writing to me right now. And he wrote, and that by that I mean I want a Snapchat shout out. Yeah, watching it live, bud. Love from Toronto, mate. He's writing this right now.
That's awesome.
So Lebaugers95. He also has the hardest Snapchat name to talk about.
I mean, it's not like it has an underscore in it or
no,
something.
No, that's true.
Hey,
things could be a lot worse.
Everybody. Yeah.
Underscore is the Holocaust of handles. So go follow him. Lebeaugars95. So thank you for watching on YouTube. You guys can watch us on YouTube. I updated the night before to let you know when we'll be taping. Here's some shout outs. Hey, J Train, between Twitter, Snapchat, and this podcast, I have more interaction with you than I do with some of my actual fraternity brothers. Yeah, this guy does tweet at me a lot. Can you shout out my Snapchat to the listeners? I'd love tits, but shits would work too. We have shits or tits. I've gotten a lot more shits. This guy is Guff Michael, G-U-F-F Michael, on Snapchat. Also, I've got a wedding coming up in about 18 months. Can you come? Can you imagine if I went?
As his date?
I'll let you perform your stand-up, but granted, it won't be a Jewish wedding. What does it have to do with anything? But if you want to break a glass, I'm sure the fiancé would allow it. I've got a strong friends, so we can lift you up in a chair. Thanks, man. I don't think you do that to guests. What if I went to a wedding and I was like, can you guys just do the horror for me?
Right.
Like, that doesn't even... Keep it up. Here's another shout-out. Keep it up, Jay Stain. Doing a great service to your country. I'm on my way to Italy to live there for 3 years, so you got connections in the Mediterranean now. Anytime you feel like flying out to Città Libra, Pound Town in Italian, you know who to holler at to get you here. Until then, I'll think of you when I'm slaying hooties. I'm at Conrad X Tellum on all platforms at Conrad X Tellum. So go follow him on all platforms. If you want a shout out, just send an email to the podcast, tfmpodcast@gmail.com, and title it Shout Out. That's all you have to do, and I'll read it here. We didn't have any Would You Rathers. I think we're going to go straight to the news.
What?
I know.
I love the Would You Rathers.
I know. I'm trying to look into the mailbox to see if there's any that pertain. There are so many emails I need to read. We need an intern to like read through these.
Well, you could probably get one.
Let's see if we have any Would You Rather. Let's go to the news.
Okay. Syracuse cancels their kiss cam after a person pens a letter saying it promotes sexual assault.
Who the fuck? Who's wow. coming up with this shit at this point? The kiss. What are we going to do? We're going to no more holding hands.
Well,
if you hold hands with your hand above her hand, you are being misogynistic. I feel like that's coming.
This guy, Steve Port, was at a Syracuse basketball game. He saw a couple of girls on the kiss cam, like kind of shy away, like they didn't want it, but then they ended up getting kissed anyway, and he was upset about it.
Like, why are we, what do you think about this? Like, why are we speaking up for people? Don't we, like, here's the thing about the world. It's tough and it sucks. So you have to go through decisions every day to try and avoid tough, sucky, awkward moments, okay? We can't account for people that are able-bodied and able mentally on things like this. So if a girl doesn't have the guts to say, I'm not kissing you on the kiss cam, and she has the mental ability to do so and the physical ability to say that, then we can't worry about these people. These are the, you know, I know it sounds like I'm saying, well, you know, stand up for yourself. Yes. Say no. Smush his face. You're in a stadium of 40,000 people. Face smush gets applauded in that that scenario. Well, nothing better. Nothing more embarrassing than getting the face smush. You ever had that happen to you?
No. Well, on a kiss cam or just in life?
That would be hilarious on the kiss cam. I'd love it. That's like, why are we accounting for the least it's this like nerd in charge life that we have right now, where like these nerds run everything. So these nerds that are on the internet, here I'm gonna say this is what happened, okay? Mm-hmm. These fucking losers went through high school and they felt like the world was against them, where everyone at your high school felt like the world was against them. The coolest person at your high school felt like they were at one point during their day felt like they were the shittiest human being alive. So don't put your problems above the next guy is one thing. So they went through high school getting shit on. They felt like the world was against them. And then they said, I don't want that to happen to anyone else in any situation. No one should have to go through what I go through. And then they start speaking up for people so that they don't have to go through life with, you know, padded walls. That's not how life works, though.
Right.
This girl had to have an awkward moment where she didn't want to kiss the guy. Okay, that's how the world works. You know, you're going to have to say no to people in your everyday life. I have people, my cousin wants to come fucking stay with me this week. I don't want him to stay with me. You know, I have to say that. No one's going to come to my defense and say, well, we can't have people asking people to stay at their apartments anymore. Right. No one's going to defend me.
Does your cousin, is he going to listen to this?
No fucking clue. Probably not. I'm just saying, like, you know what? Who wants anyone staying with them during a weekday?
Oh, no, it's the worst.
The worst.
Maybe the worst thing on earth. No, that's not true.
No, that is the worst thing on earth. Yeah. There goes cousins staying on your couch and then...
on a weekday.
And then rape. On a weekday. I'm joking, obviously. But I'm saying, like, it just bothers me that these people are trying to take away the world of awkward. Like, you know, like they are above... like anyone doesn't deserve to feel awkward.
Right.
Everyone feels awkward. At every, you know, you're going to have these problems throughout your whole life. Why are we softening the blow?
Well, and what if it worked out?
Do I sound horrible?
No. Yeah, it makes perfect sense. Right. Taking out all the variability of life is not really living that. It's like you have to be able to come up, you know, deal with things.
Yeah.
Just on a day-to-day basis.
Is she a better person for not having to? Are people better off not having to say no to someone on the kiss cam?
I don't know. I mean, I think what I would say is that I think it's like a thing that could be like the kiss cam is such like a treasured tradition at a lot of places and whatnot, and it can be like a cool thing for a lot of people. Maybe it's something that gets dealt with more on a specific basis, I guess. But yeah. I'm the person who, if it like shined on me, and I'd feel nervous if someone lunged at me. I would just do it, and I'd be like, "That was that. Why did I do that?"
But
it could be anyone.
You'd feel
it could
nervous,
be a
90-year-old
man.
Don't you think you're better for those bad experiences as well as the good experiences? Like
in life, to a certain degree. But I mean, it depends on. I mean. Sexual assault as a whole is obviously a bad thing.
Listen, I hear that. Like that's, but we're connecting the kiss cam to sexual assault.
Well,
that's
guy goes,
the problem.
He goes, no one has the right to forcefully touch someone, be it a hug, a kiss, or a violent rape. It's like, that's a huge
well, that's
spectrum.
The
you're right,
jump,
but that's crazy.
The jump they just took right. is like insane to me.
A
like,
hug to a violent rape?
Also, what you're doing and... Listen, if I sound horrible, I don't know. I don't think I'm not saying this with any ill will.
It's impossible to talk about this without somebody being like, oh, you shouldn't have said that. But like, we have to talk about it.
Aren't we taking away the skills that a woman or man would need to say no?
Yes.
By sheltering them from the experience of the kiss cam? Like, isn't there something, if you felt weird in that situation, aren't you taking away the ability to learn from that and do better the next time?
I understand where you're coming from. I think I'm like a little bit different on just because I don't like to me. I'm just like, if it's bothering someone, I'm just like, well, whatever. It's not the kiss cam's not that important. You know what I mean?
I understand that too. Like, but
it's
I don't think,
like it's not like a thing that I would like fight for because I'm just like, oh, if it's bothering people enough people, then why do it? But I do understand what you're saying. Where there's like there is with everything,
I don't understand
there's
why
an
people,
extrapolation of
I
things.
Understand why I don't understand why people would fight for the kiss cam.
Right.
And I don't understand why people would fight against the kiss cam.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, I can't even understand that this person has made this an issue.
Sure.
That's more my point. And by making it an issue now, I'm going to tell you what the repercussions are beyond that.
And they did cancel the kiss cam because of this one guy's email, like saying that this is like a rape.
And you know what? This dude is probably trying to get laid by doing this. That's the saddest part to me. I don't trust him for half a second. I've seen this dude before where he's like, yeah, listen, I'm a huge feminist. And he's like, want to like watch a movie afterwards? You know, like it's like this is his road in. Just because this kid doesn't know how to talk to a woman, he's got to create a whole fucking
this
stance.
This is his pretending to go to Bowdoin.
Yes, this is his way of getting in a girl's pants by being like, yeah, so I wrote that email for you. Cool. Yeah, so we should probably hang out, like, because I'll talk about women's studies with you. No, that girl wasn't gonna fuck you anyways. She's gonna go fuck that dude that made sure he kissed you on the kiss cam.
Right.
I just don't like that guy.
No,
like,
no
how big of a pussy is he?
He's terrible
to write this email to get with a girl. Because I only believe that in my world, that's the only reason he writes this email. There's some girl out there that complained to him, and he's like, "Here's how I can get her into me."
Yeah, or
I can write this email where I sound like a total pussy. That is how far men will go to hook up. He is willing to betray his whole kind to get with this one girl. I've just invented a whole backstory for this
it's
guy.
It's fine. Look, I mean, the guy
it's
needs
the only
some
way I
kind
can understand
backstory.
Him.
Right.
I'm going to buy a stadium and create the fuck cam. You better start fucking. I want to see full penis and vagina. Like, then I can understand
that. Right. That's a real problem.
That's a real issue.
Yeah.
You could kiss him on the cheek. Kiss her on the cheek. She could turn a cheek.
Blow him a kiss.
Blow him.
The blow cam. Yeah.
Blow cam. I want the blow jive. Let's go to the next story.
I love this story. Hockey legend Jaromir Jagr responds to being extorted by a chick he banged with, I don't care. Jaromir Jagr is like one of my favorite hockey players of all time. He's captain of the Rangers.
Greatest players of all time.
Fantastic. He's probably the best European player of all time. He slept with this 18-year-old.
Is he married?
Nope. Single.
Oh, okay.
Unmarried.
How did she think she was going to extort him?
She took a picture of that. They slept together. She took a picture of them in bed. He's asleep. She's there. And then she demanded $2,000 from him unless she was going to put the picture out. And
so
he was like, I don't care.
Put it up.
Yeah. What do I care?
It'd be so fun. If this ever happened to me, my only concern about the picture, like I'd feel the same way, but I'd be like, do I look fat? Like that, yeah. That you could extort me with.
Yeah.
Like you could extort me with a picture where like my neck is like I look like I have a double chin and you're going to post it on Facebook. That could get me.
Anywhere. Not even after sex.
Yeah, I'm just saying if you had just a regular picture of me looking fat, that would be enough to extort money out of me. But the sex picture would not even
Yeah.
Would not even register
on
my
scale.
No,
and it didn't work for old Jaromir Jagr either, because the chick's incredibly hot.
This is the new age of dealing with like public scrutiny, is to just be like, yup, don't care. Because the lies are worse than the actual crimes at this point.
Right. Yeah.
Like, you look at, we talked about Steve Ranazzisi, like, his, you know, the...
Yeah, I read about that.
But the ongoing nature of it is more harmful to him, I think, than the original lie, you know? So, and we see it with so many stories now where it's like look at the Hillary Clinton thing, like with the email address.
Just not squashing
just
it.
Just put it away. Yeah, my bad.
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought it was fine. I shouldn't have done that, maybe. Sorry.
Yeah. I think Bill Burr even was saying that on, he was saying on Conan, he had a segment. I think it was about Trump in general, about how he, like, they'll just accuse him of things and be like, yeah, I did that, and it goes away somehow. But I mean, he's such a different personality. Trump is such a different thing.
But I think there's a point to it.
Yeah.
Like, if you, like, let's learn from, like, I brought this up on this podcast before. It's my go to example of this. It's Roger Clemens, Andy Pettit.
Yeah.
Roger Clemens, you know, went to court. And no, I never did it. Yeah, you fucking did it. Andy Pettit.
Yeah, everybody loves Andy Pettit.
Everyone loves him.
Yeah.
And they did the same crime, and they are looked at through two totally different spectrums.
Yeah, how you handle fucking up and fucking up are equally important.
So important.
And it seems like she was aware that this was, $2,000 is a very low ball.
She seems trashy.
Yeah.
You know, like, ask for $1 million.
Well, it's check.
Ask what you're worth.
It's
she's
probably
worth
like
2 grand?
50 grand of check money. You know
oh, she's
I mean?
Check.
Yeah.
I've never trusted Eastern European women. I've never once in my life. You know what? I used to work at a summer camp, and the women in the they had the laundry women.
Uh-huh.
They were all Eastern European, and something about that body was never attractive to me. Eastern European women, they're all skinny, but like they're skinny fat.
The laundry women you're talking about.
I'm talking about the laundry women, but I think this I've used them to extrapolate to all European women. It just seemed like they were always skinny but never went to the gym. So it wasn't like tone. So that's just how I feel about Eastern Europe.
Okay. Thanks for letting us know.
This is the part of the podcast where I just go off the radar. Let's go to the next story.
Yeah, this is the last one. Buffalo Bills fan whacks it while ogling girl playing beer pong at a tailgate writes Craigslist post to find her. Now, can I read you the...
Romantic.
Yeah.
It's incredible. You did the very creepy thing and followed up with a creepier move.
Creepier.
It was hard to top how creepy he had already been.
Oh, he did the internet version of whacking off in front of you.
is that what casual
encounters? Yeah, casual encounters is the internet version of publicly masturbating to a woman right in front of her face. How does that... What are the logistics of this?
Let me read you the post.
So I can understand how to do this at the next tailgate I go to.
You were tailgating in the grass lot during the Bills game. You had the most perfect ass in those light gray tight sweatpants. I couldn't help but stare and pleasure myself while you played beer pong.
Oh my God.
I haven't been late in a couple of years, and I couldn't help myself. I went into my truck, turned it around so my front window faced you, and started masturbating. You had an ass like a nectarine and knockers the size of grapefruits.
Oh God.
You were with a group of girls that drove a white Jeep Patriot. If you think this is you, I'd like to maybe have your hands around my knob for the next home game.
No.
And if it's not you, I'll probably still take a hand job.
The fact that he thinks that she might be looking for the guy who masturbated to her. So he just admits to masturbating to her. Right. They didn't like see him do it at the game.
No.
Here's on the list of compliments you can give a girl. What's the first one he gives her?
He said you had the most perfect ass in those light gray tight sweatpants.
Perfect ass is not how a girl. We have a. I'm going to check with Jerry, right?
Yeah, just switch it on. There you go.
Oh, there we go. Jerry,
yeah,
Jerry's new here, and she's our one female voice right now. Do you mind answering a question?
Sure.
She does not seem happy about answering this question. But there are certain compliments that the way a guy says them, it is creepy, right?
Definitely.
Like, that is creepy.
Well,
without the masturbation.
How he continues. Yeah, well,
the fruit stuff.
Yeah.
Like, you. I think the female compliments, I think the ones you always want to lean on, like the biggest mistake he went with is what he would masturbate to. So you want to compliment things that you would never masturbate to.
Right.
Yeah. So I'm saying, so like that's his biggest mistake in his posting.
Well, he says
for anyone out there that's looking to make a post, I can give some advice. You want to compliment off the radar shit, not things that every girl is like, oh, he's probably, this is what gets, you want things that get you emotionally hard, not actually hard.
Sure.
So he should have been like, you had beautiful eyes. You know,
I like that you think that, that if he had just subbed out ass with eyes in this whole post,
I think it would have been less creepy. I think he would have been on the better, the better side of the dial. Like right now, he's referencing a lot of things that are what get him going.
Creeped me out was the light gray sweat. That's such a specific color, and he's remembered it. Like that bothered me. That was where it became more serial killery. You know? Once you have all those details, there were so many details color wise.
Also, sure. I know this for a fact. You cannot compliment girls on their yoga pants or sweatpants. It's just not something that they even see because it's not what girls wear when they feel sexy. So it's even creepier. Like girls wear sweatpants or yoga pants to do not sexy things, go to the gym, sweat, sit on the couch. So when you compliment them on them, we all understand we think they're hot, but they don't see it that way. Where if you're like, oh, that dress, you look beautiful in that dress. They're like, yes, I felt beautiful. You are reaffirming that beautifulness.
Right.
When you compliment yoga pants, there's no uncreepy way to compliment yoga pants.
Well, it's like the emperor's new clothes. It's like, yeah, we're not going to acknowledge that, like, you're basically not wearing pants right now. It's fine.
Yoga pants, you cannot. If you compliment yoga pants, you're always going on the wrong way.
Yeah.
And it's just never going to work out. So I think that was his biggest mistake. Other than whacking off to her and posting.
Oh, sure. Yeah. That's a sexual assault almost, right?
Yeah, that is close to it. At a tailgate? Oh. The most sad moment must have been when he finished. Like, when he's just like, what did I just do? You
know, like that. Well, it seems like he was like, oh, I'm actually pretty happy with what I did.
Yeah, maybe he's like, this is when I realize I'm in love.
Right. Yeah. He didn't have that moment of regret whatsoever.
No, he needed to pursue.
He decided to post something that he, you're right. He potentially could be in prison for what he wrote.
TFMpodcast@gmail.com. Chris, thank you for bringing on the news.
Sure, thanks, man.
At ManSamp on Twitter, Mandatory Samson Podcast every Friday. Josh, you were great.
Oh, thank you for having
me. Thank you for coming on.
Of course.
Go follow Josh on Twitter @Josh_Rabinowitz. He is also Friends of the People. Fantastic show. Go support it. It's on TrueTV.com. They have all their episodes up. Very funny. Go watch it. I'm Jared Freed, JTrain56 on all platforms. We'll be here next Tuesday with your emails. Keep sending them in. Keep spreading the word. We'll see you next week.